I don't quite care what he thinks, Gamora. You're my right hand, and your brother Sodom is my left. Lucifer's opinion is of very little concern to me, and my patience with him wears thin, especially today, of all days. If he doesn't like guarding the 12th realm, do let him know I will gladly remove him from his position and throw him back into the frozen lake where I found him. Am I clear? Good. I know you will, well, communicate my wishes. Is there anything else you wish to speak to me about? I was hoping you wouldn't ask. You know I don't celebrate that ridiculous human holiday. St. Valentine was beaten and beheaded. Why humans gorge themselves on pleasure during such a somber day is beyond me. No, my darling. I have no desire for company this evening. I did away with royal courtesans eons ago. I'm much too old for those young, ravenous succubi anyway. I have very little use for such pleasures. A quiet night in with a nice bath is all I crave. Now, is there anything else? No? Well then, I'll see you tomorrow, my dearest. Sleep well. Finally, some peace and quiet. My bath should be ready by now. I'll be able to unwind, ride back to Asmodeus, and... Well. What do we have here? Don't look so nervous, darling. Humans come and go from here all the time. Although, they are typically clothed. Must be the work of young Seraphim. Anyway, did my celestial brethren send me a message? Honestly, you'd think divine beings would be a little less needy than they are. What an awkward situation. Do you know where you are, my darling? No. My, how horrid. You just woke up here? In my bed? How strange. Humans can't just appear here by will. Something brought you here. Oh, darling, I'm not going to hurt you. I would never harm an innocent soul. I might be the mother of demons, but again, I'm a mother. I protect life. I do not torment it. By the divine, no, my name is not Mother of Demons. It's a, how do you say, a term of endearment. My name is Lilith. Yes, those stories you've heard are all true. I am Lilith, Mother of Demons, Queen of Hell. Oh, there's no need for such formalities. It's a relief not to have to be so regal around a guest. Please, just call me Lilith. Here, may I sit on the bed with you? My feet are killing me, and I need a bath. Do you mind if I undress? No? Thank you, dearest. Oh, yes, my horns are real. No, trust me. They are a pain. Especially if they crack. Have you ever splintered your toenail? Yeah, it's not fun. Yes, I have 6 of them. 3 pairs. Yes, and I have a tail and a pair of wings. Quite intimidating, or so I've been told. You are so kind to offer such loving words, sweetness. Such a gentle heart you possess. I wonder. Well, I better go take that bath. I'm sure I reek of brimstone. I'll wash and redress, and then we can find a way to send you back to wherever you belong. All right? I can't imagine how terrifying this must all seem. Please, feel free to make yourself at home. I won't take long. You can rest on my bed and grab some water from the basin if you want. There are robes in the armoire if you'd like to cover up. Not that I mind looking upon such gentle beauty. Don't argue, sweetness. You are a guest in my home, and I extend my welcome gladly. Feel free to call me should you want anything. I'll be back in a moment. My, what a sweet little thing. It's so odd she doesn't know how she got here. It's not like the divine appears without notice. And a human, no less. On today, of all days? One with kind eyes, soft lips, and such a delicious body. I need to send her back. Wipe her memory and let her believe this was all but a dream. That's what I'll have to do. Even if she is the most delightful company. Darling, is there something the matter? Beginning to miss my company already, are we? Oh, you just couldn't stay away? What? Am I really so tempting to you? Women of your kind typically run and scream when they gaze upon my countenance. Very few mortals are drawn to such vicious beauty. Perhaps you are one of the few. My, how delightful. Or perhaps you simply place no judgment upon my visage. I shall indeed interpret your words to my own desires. You can come closer, you know. I don't bite. Well, not without permission, anyway. I'm just finishing washing up. It's such a pain to be so tall. It takes forever to bathe. Sweetness, you need not ask. Please join me. Your presence is a welcomed comfort, and I am not so often graced with such gentle company. Ah, oh my. You are forward, aren't you? Wait, no. Please, darling. I'm not offended. Your honeyed words are foreign to me, is all, and have admittedly taken me somewhat by surprise. Never has someone so kindly offered to be by my side, yet alone offered the tenderness you so willingly grace me. I'm a demon, and yet I see not a drop of disgust in your gaze, only awe, adoration, desire. You must know that it stirs a great warmth in my heart to have so wholly captivated the soul of such a tender woman. Perhaps there is something to be learned from Saint Valentine after all. Please, I don't have a honeyed tongue, but allow me to return your grace with a tenderness of my own. Oh, dearest. To many I am a terror given form, and yet you kiss me with a softness that would make the angels weep. Let me kiss you again. Your mouth is so soft. And that tongue. Like liquid velvet over my lips. Oh, yes, my teeth are sharp. Forgive me, did I cut you? You aren't bleeding, are you? No? Good. I couldn't bear it if you were. Indeed, the water is quite warm, and the oils make the water smell heavenly. Here, drape your arms over my neck. and wrap your legs around my waist. I know your legs won't wrap entirely. I'm massive, I know. Just hold on to me while I move back so you can rest against me. There. Comfortable? I told you the water was lovely. Now you can sit here in my lap and don't have to crane your neck to kiss me. I'm right here. Underneath you. For you to do whatever you wish. So, my sweet, precious girl. How may I be of service? Oh, your cheeks are so red. How cute. Are you all hot and bothered by me? Or is it just the water? What devious thoughts must be running through that beautiful mind? I do wonder. Care to share them with me, sweetness? Oh, do you want more? Well, what more do you want, precious? More kisses? No, not that. Well, perhaps my hands then. My large, dexterous hands are capable of making even the angels jealous of such unholy pleasure. Just my fingertips running over the gentle curve of your spine causes you to shiver. No? You wound me. Well, so shall it be. May they stay on your back? Such a good girl. Though my question remains unanswered, sweetness. Please, what pleasures can I repay your tenderness with? Oh, my days. Well, who am I to deny such a gorgeous woman what she wants? Though, pray tell, how shall I go about undertaking such a task? My, my, little one. You really are spoiling me. Here. Well, you asked me to use my tongue. So, that's just what I'm going to do. Wrap your thighs around my shoulders. Just like that. Now lay back. The water is shallow over here, and I can just kneel down between your legs. God, you smell delicious. Ah, look how excited you are. Forgive me, darling. I'm practically salivating. Ah, yes, my tongue is quite large. Don't worry, sweetness. I'll be quite gentle. I do like to take my time with such things. To be tender. To drown you in such bliss. Go ahead, darling. It's all right. Grab my horns. They won't break. Though I'm not entirely responsible for how I act when you grab them. Sorry, darling. They're rather sensitive. No. Keep stroking them. Oh, my sweet. Your touch feels divine. Running your nails over the hips. Ah, feels absolutely sinful. Of course, my tail is wrapped around you. I want to feel every part of you. Your plush thighs pressed into my cheek. My tail trailing up over your stomach. My hands toying with your breast. I need all of it, darling. Every inch of you I can grasp, I must have. To kiss. To bite. To suck. Such a beautiful moan, sweet one. Are you enjoying yourself? With the way you grip my horns, I'd say you are. Sorry, my sweet. My tail has a mind of its own. It wanders. See how it curls itself around you? I think it likes you. Yes, it is quite sensitive. Especially the Oh, sweetness. What did you think was going to happen? By the divine, your tongue is so soft and so wet and... you're sucking it into your mouth. It feels so good. Wait, no, please. Please keep sucking. It feels so fucking good. Those little licks and... it's wonderful. Yes, I'll keep licking. Just please don't stop. Oh, sweetness. Thank you. No, it's all right, my darling. Grind into my mouth. I won't break. I love it. I love how you taste. How you feel. How you smell. God, you are delicious. I could just eat you up. You want more? I can give you more. Come here. What? Didn't expect that, did you? My tongue is bigger and thicker. Perfect for drawing out all of that sweet honey. You liked that? The way you buck your hips and desperately grasp my horns. Such a needy little thing. All those little whimpers and moans are just music to my ears. Such beautiful music. God, you taste so good. You're dripping. I don't want a single drop of you going to waste. Your orgasm is mine. Your throbbing clit is mine. Mine to suck on, to taste, to devour. Just like that, sweetness. Buck into my mouth. Let me taste all of you. God, you are delicious. I could eat you out for hours. You're so sweet. So sticky. So wet for me. I can feel you squeezing my tongue like a vice. Are you going to come, sweetness? Are you going to make a mess of my mouth? Oh, I think you are. I think you're going to gush all over my lips, aren't you? You just can't help it, can you? Such a sweet little thing. Trying so desperately to hold on. It makes me just want to eat you up. I'm so desperate for it. I want to watch you come. I want to feel you come. I don't feel ashamed, sweet thing. Take your pleasure from me. Put your hands back on my horns and show me where you want me. Sweetness, you are delicious. Use my mouth, sweetheart. Let me taste every inch of you. Oh, fuck. Come for me, darling. Let me taste you. Let me drown in you. Just like that, my sweet girl. Come all over my tongue. Moan my name. It's all right, sweetness. Take your pleasure from me. Break from me. I'll be there to put you back together. Just like that. I'm right here, sweetness. I've got you. You're safe. Too sensitive. Yes, of course. I'll stop. I don't want to cause you any pain. At least none that you wouldn't enjoy. I think you might really like being toyed with. Bound under my gaze. Perhaps another time. Ah, yes. I do have some of your honey dripping from my lips. How fitting. I am a bit of a messy eater. You want to clean me up? You taste good, don't you, darling? I think you do. Absolutely delicious. Aw, dearest. I hadn't noticed this before. But what is this dangling from your ankle? It looks like a bracelet of some type. Not made of earth and metal. May I see it? Thank you, sweetness. Oh my, how quaint. It's engraved. Valentinus Camamor. From Valentine with love.